kind of assess the O-line right now, and especially working with your brother?
It's been a great dynamic so far with my brother Brian. Right now we've got a long ways to go as a unit, though a lot of work to be done, and fortunately we have a lot of time to get that done.
What was your reaction when you first heard that he was going to be taking over?
Excited. It's good to be working under him. He's always been a great teacher. I've always looked up to him for advice, and obviously he's played center, so selfishly I'm excited about that, and overall it's just really exciting.
Does he get on you a little more than maybe a normal offensive line coach because he's your brother?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I mean, he's a little bit quicker to point out my mistakes, but good coaches usually do that, and so I'm pretty thankful for it.
Is there you guys could have debates at home when you were young. Now you really can't because you're under him.
Yeah, probably I'll learn it pretty quick here not to talk back to him, but so far so good. He's always been the teacher, and when he talks, I'm usually pretty good about listening.
How much has he leaned on you? I mean, you've been working with the guys around you.
Not a whole lot. Brian's he's got a real natural ability to connect to players, and I think I could speak for the offensive line. Guys have been connecting to Brian real easily. Everybody respects him, and everybody knows his resume, and I think we're all excited to be playing for him.
Is it different coaching style with Reese gone now?
Yeah, I mean they're definitely both unique in their own ways. I mean, we all respect Coach Morgan. We all playing for him, and we miss him a little bit. But at the same time, Brian brings his own element to the table, and like I said, we're really excited to be playing for him.
This O-line lost some good players. Does it have the young guys that can step in and be the next Bulaga, be the next Reef? Those guys on the ends.
It's hard to say who's going to be the next Bulaga or Reef. You just list off two great players in Iowa history, but fortunate enough for us, we've had some guys who played. Nolan, Brandon, and now Tobin has a full season under his belt. We've got some guys with enough experience to know what to expect come game time, and now we got to take that upon ourselves to help bring along the other young guys who haven't had that game experience yet.
Next to the quarterback, you make as many calls as anybody. How's the terminology thing coming along?
It's football's football. That's what's nice. But the language is definitely a little bit different. There's been a little bit of a learning curve, but Coach Davis has been great. He's been patient with us, and he's another great teacher, and it's been a very smooth transition.
How about technique for the offensive line? You guys are zone blocking. Does that change, or is it pretty much the same?
No, it's about the same. Brian learned from my dad, who learned from Coach Joe Moore, and obviously carries on that legacy, as did Coach Morgan. So things really haven't changed much from a technique standpoint.
Is there anything about his coaching style that's maybe even caught you by surprise, or was it one of those things when you knew that he was coming on that you knew exactly what you were getting?
I knew a little bit what to expect from Brian, being his little brother, but he's definitely got his own way of coaching, and he's got a little bit different choice of words than Coach Morgan, but for the most part, it's been a lot of fun, and it's a good experience.
Could you feel, he's not too far removed from being a player. Is that part of the mix with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's easier for guys to relate to Brian, but at the same time, he's old enough where he has that experience and that wisdom that he can translate some good lessons to us. Mm-hmm.